I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. When pianist Aaron Deal took over as artistic director of 92NY's Jazz in July series, he inherited one of New York's longest-running jazz traditions. The festival was founded more than 40 years ago by the endlessly versatile pianist Dick Hyman, and for nearly two decades it was shaped by pianist Bill Charlap, a master of both the piano and of bringing musicians together in ways audiences might never have imagined. Now it's Deal's turn. This year's festival, Echoes of Miles, celebrates the centennial of Miles Davis while also acknowledging the 100th birthday of John Coltrane. That is no small assignment. Miles alone contains multitudes, and Coltrane's influence runs through so much of the music as well. So, rather than recreating history, Deal is interested in tracing connections between artists, generations, and ideas.
You know, to have the privilege to be able to curate, organize, whatever you want to call it, a series, basically having a somewhat of a blank canvas, exploring all of these different avenues that the music can take us and all the types of musicians that are present today in our community. And I mean, even in New York City, but beyond, of course, New York City. And for me, it's how themes and ideas can be linked to these various artists, but not just that, but how artists can be in conversation with each other in ways that people, they would never make connections between, you know, certain artists, or, oh, I never would have thought to put this person with that person.
Deal says that's an idea that comes directly from Miles himself.
And speaking to Miles Davis, he had a special skill in identifying musicians and how they might work together and formulating a band. He's had a way of being able to select folks and finding ways of making them flourish. And on top of that, of course, many of those people, I mean, Kenny Garrett, Marcus Miller, Chick Corea, Keith Jarrett, Herbie Hancock, Rod Carter, I mean, we have Wayne Shorter, we go on and on. They've had very successful careers and become amazing artists as a result, partly because of Miles. I don't think there's really been any figure like that in the existence of his music.
Looking at the schedule, you can see those connections running through it. Drummer Billy Hart and bassist Ron Carter both played with Miles Davis. Bassist John Patitucci carries that lineage through his time working with Chick Corea and Wayne Shorter, both Miles Davis alums. And drummer Gregory Hutchinson's Kind of Now brings a younger generation to Miles Davis's repertoire. They're very different projects, but they're all part of the same story. As Aaron sees it, that's because Miles's influence is already woven into the fabric of the music.
When you say Echoes of Miles, his presence, his vision has reverberated throughout generations and continues to do so. The language of Miles Davis's ensembles are so embedded in our present-day musical vernacular that you just can't really escape it. There's almost no need to force the issue. It's just automatically going to be there.
Looking at the lineup through Deal's eyes, you see a musical conversation that's been unfolding for generations. Jazz in July, Echoes of Miles, under the artistic direction of Aaron Deal, runs July 15th through the 25th at 92NY. To hear and see my full conversation with Aaron Deal, visit WBGO.org. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.